Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. The intention of this mini documentary is for people to share with those family members and friends who have not had access to this information. It is important for everyone to realize that a First Amendment is specifically there to protect people's right to access information that those in power do not want you to see. We are in a time where medical information not supporting the official narrative is being withheld, heavily censored, or banned. The establishment wants you to believe that they are only shielding you from disinformation that will potentially harm you and put the health of your family at risk. I believe there is sufficient evidence proving that this is simply not true, and I intend you to show you that evidence today. In an enlightened free society, people have the right to access information and make their own decisions about their lives, their bodies, and their family's welfare. Every human being is born with this natural right, and any obstruction towards this goal is a violation of basic human rights. The studies and data discussed is all available at sarahwestall.com. For a vaccine to be necessary, it is important that no effective and safe treatment exists that can eradicate the disease. In the case of COVID-19, the CDC and those in positions of influence have been telling people that effective treatments do not exist and that a vaccine is our only way out of brutal lockdowns and school closures. This is simply not true. There are two treatments that have been shown to be highly effective with no side effects and are very affordable. There are likely more treatments as well, but I'm going to focus on two highly effective ones that have already been fully demonstrated and tested. The first treatment was shared by Dr. Richard Bartlett. He shared a simple asthma inhalant coupled with an antibiotic and zinc. He first made waves last year with his viral video about his incredible success treating COVID-19 patients with a common asthma inhalant. He was vilified by the media and by Dr. Anthony Fauci. However, recent studies, including one out of Oxford University, have since validated his claim, stating that the majority of hospitalizations and death could have been avoided with this simple treatment. I have shared a description and a link to a video describing this treatment at sarahwestall.com. The second treatment, and one that is not only effective for COVID-19, but also for many other illnesses, including the entire family of COVID-19, bacterial pneumonia, Ebola, and many others, is called chlorine dioxide solution, or CDS for short. The treatment has been banned in the United States and has been vilified by the media, but the U.S. Navy has successfully used it for treating Ebola. This shows clearly that the medical establishment within the CDC and our military knows full well that CDS is highly effective and safe. And for those that still don't know or are unaware of Navy's use of CDS, they can read the studies. The most recent stage 3 trials led by Dr. Andreas Kelker out of Switzerland shows its effectiveness. The treatment is now being used in over 24 countries by over 4,000 doctors and has successfully treated more than 20,000 people and quite a bit more by now. Currently, there are over 60,000 medical professionals involved in learning and sharing its effectiveness around the world. You can hear Dr. Kelker in his own words on how this treatment works and how medical professionals can learn more about how to legally administer it to patients on my website at sarahwestall.com. Both of the treatments mentioned cost only a few dollars each to administer. They also could easily be widely available if governments allow their use. While I just showed you that there are effective and affordable treatments that exist, the establishment, however, still wants everyone to take the vaccine. For a vaccine to be necessary, a set of conditions need to exist. First, no effective, affordable, and widely available treatment exists. Two, the vaccine is safe and effective. And three, the disease is sufficient enough risk to warrant a vaccine. Since we already established number one, the other two conditions do not matter. But for the sake of this argument, and since the medical establishment is still heavily pushing the vaccine, it is important to cover the safety and effectiveness of these vaccines. There are multiple indicators now that show that COVID vaccines are not only not safe, but are also not very effective. After all, the CDC in its latest report said that they do not know if those taking the vaccine will still contract the disease and or spread it to others. Regardless of its effectiveness, there exist serious concerns about the safety of the vaccines. According to data released March 5, 2021 by the CDC, the number of injuries and deaths reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, also called VARS, following COVID vaccine continues to climb. Between December 14, 2020 and February 26, a total of 25,000 212 total adverse effects reported to VARS, including 1,265 deaths and 4,424 serious injuries. Here's a graph showing how the total adverse effects break down. While these adverse effects seem bad, as a percentage of the population, it's not that extreme if no effective treatments exist. But effective treatments do exist, and I've already shown that the data shows that those treatments would produce less deaths and less side effects. But there are more potential safety issues with the vaccines, and these potential issues are far worse. I'm going to show three areas concerns that have been pointed out by studies and medical professionals regarding the vaccines. There are likely more risks, but I'm only going to focus on these three. The first concern is whether the COVID vaccines cause permanent infertility. I previously published a report and a mini documentary on this issue that you can find at sarahwestell.com. The report states, former Pfizer head of respiratory research, Dr. Michael Yeadon, and the former head of the public health department, Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg, have filed a petition for a stay of action asking the European Medicine Agency to suspend phase 3 of the clinical trials for Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine and all other clinical trials. They cite significant safety concerns and request all trials are halted until specific criteria outlined in their stay action is met, which will ensure efficiency and safety. Yeadon and Wodarg claim that it's not only possible the vaccine could provoke serious unwanted antibody and immune reactions, but it must be absolutely ruled out that a vaccine would not render women infertile by disrupting their placentas should they become pregnant. Again, you can see the petition, the studies, and my report or documentary at sarahwestell.com. The second concern is whether RNA-based vaccines inactivates tumor-suppressing proteins, which would produce significantly increased cancer rates. Scientists at Sloan Kettering found in their recent clinical research that the information-carrying molecule, messenger RNA, can instruct human cells ultimately in the same way as cancer drivers, playing a major role in causing cancer to thrive while inactivating natural tumor-suppressing proteins the human body creates to save you from cancer. You can learn more about this study if you go to the Sloan Kettering website and search for the article, Scientists Find Cancer Drivers Hiding in RNA, Not DNA. It is important to note that they state that the specific RNA cells discussed in their research are not involved in mRNA-based COVID vaccines. But there was no follow-up studies to show that their statement is factually true. In the world of ethical science, further studies would need to be conducted to prove that fact. A simple one-line statement does not suffice considering the broad function they found within RNA cells and our primitive or infancy understanding of how RNA really works. The third and most concerning issue is whether RNA-based vaccines cause long-term adverse effects that are worse than the disease they are trying to treat. A recent study by Claussen Immunotherapies on 1-18-21 raises some serious questions about the long-term consequences of RNA-based vaccines. The study points out that vaccines have been found to cause a host of chronic, late-developing adverse effects. Some adverse effects, like type 1 diabetes, may not occur until 3 to 4 years after a vaccine is administered. Further, it states that RNA-based vaccines offer special risk of inducing specific adverse events. One such potential adverse event is prion-based diseases caused by activation of intrinsic proteins to form prions. A wealth of knowledge has been published on a class of RNA-binding proteins shown to participate in causing a number of neurological diseases, including Alzheimer's disease and ALS. Further, the study states that prions are known to cause ALS, front temporal lobar degeneration, Alzheimer's disease, and other neurological degenerative diseases. The enclosed finding, as well as additional potential risks, leads the author to believe that regulatory approval of the RNA-based vaccines for SARS-CoV-2 was premature and that the vaccine may cause much more harm than benefit. Again, you can find the study at sarahwestell.com. The concern that the COVID vaccines can cause more harm than actual disease it's targeting has been sidelined in the quest to get a vaccine to everyone. Considering that very effective therapeutics for COVID-19 exist that bring the fatality rate and side effects to near zero, why are we even remotely considering an unproven and potentially risky vaccine? Other preventative options and treatments exist. However, you will not find them easily in the mainstream media. In fact, the propaganda media and establishment has been working hard to persuade people from believing anything effective exists outside of taking a vaccine. You just have to look at the fake and shocking Lancet study they did on hydroxychloroquine to come to that disappointing conclusion. The combination of nearly 100% effective therapeutics for COVID and a propaganda media and establishment that is working hard to obscure the existence of those treatments while pushing untested vaccines, implementing draconian lockdowns that are increasing suicides, depression, and other illnesses while destroying small businesses and delaying children's education is why lawsuits charging crimes against humanity have been initiated and are desperately needed. The lockdowns and economic destruction have increased starvation around the world. It is estimated by the United Nations that over 100 million more children who are in poverty will die or are dying of starvation due to these measures. We have never experienced in the history of the world so much death and destruction inflicted upon our human family caused by the decisions of other human beings. Nazi Germany, the Russian Bolshevik Revolution, and Chinese Mao-led communist takeover does not compare to this level of suffering. We must look at the bigger picture if we are to evolve as a human race and not revert to barbaric, short-sighted actions and remedies. You can learn more about the important lawsuit charging crimes against humanity at sarahwestall.com. Please share this very important documentary with those who are still shielded from this important information. Thank you for supporting independent journalism and my work. God bless.